Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson faced a second day of questioning in her Senate confirmation hearings, with fierce criticisms of the judge from Republican senators. Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois began the Wednesday session by summarizing Tuesday's marathon 13-hour session, noting the criticism from Republican senators.
Your nomination turned out to be a testing ground for conspiracy theories and culture war theories.
Republicans' main line of attack has been that Jackson is soft on crime, and in particular, that she's too sympathetic to child pornographers when it comes to sentencing decisions. But Durbin says, compared to other judges, Brown's sentences in those cases are well within the mainstream.
But for many of senators, yesterday was an opportunity to showcase talking points for the November election. For example, all Democrats are soft on crime, therefore this nominee must be soft on crime. Well, you've made a mess of their stereotype. The endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, just doesn't fit with their stereotype.
In a third day of hearings and a second day of questioning, Republicans are continuing that line of attack. Lindsey Graham is a Republican from South Carolina.
I think the best way to deter people from getting on a computer and viewing thousands and hundreds and over time, maybe millions, the population as a whole, of children being exploited and abused every time somebody clicks on is to put their ass in jail.
Graham is one of three Republican senators who has voted twice to confirm Jackson to the federal bench, in 2013 and again in 2021, but apparently not this time.
All I can say is that your view of how to deter child pornography is not my view. I think you're doing it wrong, and every judge who does what you're doing is making it easier for the children to be exploited.
That exchange grew tense, with Graham repeatedly interrupting Jackson's answers, but she did, once again, explain her record on the issue.
The sentencing scheme doesn't place everybody at the same level. The point of judging and the guidelines is to look at what has happened in a case, compare defendants to each other in terms of what they've done, and give proportional penalties based...
Mr. Chairman...
For the second time in 2 days, Graham stormed out of the hearing after finishing his questions. Democrats, in contrast, have taken a far more positive view of Jackson's record. Democrat John Ossoff of Georgia referred to a court opinion Jackson wrote in 2019 requiring a former Trump administration official to testify to Congress. That's the opinion where Jackson wrote the now famous words, "Presidents are not kings." Ossoff asked about protections against tyranny. Jackson says the Constitution is designed to prevent tyranny by splitting the power of a monarch in several ways.
One was federalism. It was vertical. They would split the powers between the federal government and states. Another was to prevent the federal government from itself becoming too powerful, from having all of the authorities, from having legislative, executive, and judicial authority concentrated in one place.
Democrats are focusing on the historic nature of Jackson's appointment. Jackson would be the first former public defender on the high court. In fact, only about 1% of federal appeals judges have experience as a public defender or legal aid lawyer. And in the history of nearly 4,000 federal judicial appointments, only 70 have been black women. Jackson would be the Supreme Court's first, and she says that diversity will help strengthen the court.
It lends confidence that the rulings that the court is handing down are fair and just, that everything has been considered, that no one is being excluded because of a characteristic like race or gender or anything else, and that's important.
The Judiciary Committee will end its hearings Thursday after it hears from final witnesses. Democrats are hoping to hold a final Senate vote on the appointment before Easter. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.